has all the adjectives but not personal relationships. So I realized that as an employee, I was in that trap because education taught me that I should, you know, get a job, I should earn well, get a family, have children, and then die one day, you know. But we were never taught to actually create the right amount of wealth in our life. And wealth includes your health first, your relationships, money, position, everything else comes to it.
Hello everyone, I, Anupam Mishra, the host of Comspire, Communicate to Inspire, welcome you all in the 11th episode of our podcast series. I thank you all for the love that you have shown to our podcast channel and hope that we will inspire each other much more in the coming time through such podcasts, sharing the story of such self-made personalities who achieved their dream world through their perseverance, hard work and determination. And today we have Neeraj Kapoor sir as our guest who will be sharing his life's journey and success mantra with all of us. Hello, sir.
Hello, Anupam. How are you doing?
Fine, sir.
Good. Fantastic. You are doing some great work. I can see that. Very, very inspiring. Go ahead.
Sir, I welcome you with the core of my heart. Thank you so much for accepting this invitation to share your life's experiences.
It's my pleasure to share because that's what matters, really speaking, contribution to the world.
Now, I shall tell you in brief about who this great personality is. Neeraj Kapoor is one of India's greatest brand builder recognized at global stage. He's on a mission to enable and empower passionate entrepreneurs to transform their startup dreams into billion-dollar brands and realize their dreams with ease, grace, power, and simplicity. His ventures offer world-class business consulting and world's finest education that comprises spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional mastery to launch and rapidly scale up startup business using brand and automation. Neeraj sir is probably the only professional who has directly worked with India's four billionaire business families, that of Dudes, Firodias, Wardias, and Birlas, for their several brand launches and marketing. He has a very distinct understanding of customer psychology that translates into his business and marketing strategy. He has been a force behind global brands like LG, Sansui, Kenwood, Toshiba, Goyer, Payback, and ICICI Bank loyalty program, Govardhan Ecovillage, Globus, Birla Ayurveda, among others, some of which are billion-dollar brands. His upcoming book, Breaking the Trap, Essential for Startup Entrepreneurs, is a must-read for professionals who plan to start a business someday. So whatever I say will be less to define the work and personal of Sir Neeraj Kapoor. Sir, now I would request you to introduce yourself in the way you would like to introduce to anyone else.
Well, the only thing I can say is I'm a student. As a student, I'm doing whatever is best for myself and for the world out there, because I realize that, you know, it's like we have little time on the planet, and this life is too little to make all the mistakes ourselves. We need to learn from others' experiences, others' mistakes, others' learning curves, and the more we learn from others is how we really become. So in one word, I'm a student.
Yes, sir. That's the reason you are one of the best coaches today in our nation. Because I'm also a teacher, sir, and I know very well a teacher can do his or her best only when that teacher is a student. You said very well that you are a learner first, and we all do learn from each and everyone around us. Sir, you are doing a great job by helping so many people around here across the world to let them understand their potentials. How were you inspired to start with such sort of movement entitled Startup Business Academy?
Okay, so it happened. It's actually a part of my life. I saw that happening in my life a couple of years ago. I was working for a product and a brand launch for Kinetic Honda. In fact, Honda had split up and we were launching new product ranges. And I was 1,000 kilometers away from my family, my parents. And my father was not well. My parents were like, my mother was asking me, come over, have a look. And I was busy in my product launches and stuff like that, you know, business as usual. And I was doing pretty well, interacting with the big wigs, the millennials, so to say. And personal relationships, really speaking, I took it for granted. And one fine morning at 5 o'clock, the phone rings and my mother says, my father is leaving. And I said, leaving where? He said, leaving for his heavenly abode. And I was completely helpless in that situation. I realized that whatever I had earned in terms of money, reputation, fame, glory, everything actually became meaningless. And my relationships, which were so material to me, like my father, like I was not next to him when he passed away and when he took his last breath. So I realized the meaning of life is not in collecting material possessions and who has all the adjectives but not personal relationships. So I realized that as an employee, I was in that trap because education taught me that I should, you know, get a job, I should earn well, get a family, have children, and then die one day, you know. But we were never taught to actually create the right amount of wealth in our life. And wealth includes your health first, your relationships, money, position, everything else comes into it. And that's the trigger that I actually saw in my life, that I rather create a wholesome level of wealth. And I saw that I was not the only one in that trap. There were millions and millions of people out there who were in that same trap. Like, they are chasing dreams, which some of them may fulfill those dreams just like me, but I realized that even after fulfillment of those dreams, I was back to square one, back to zero. And that prompted me that I would rather break that trap, I would rather come out of that paradigm.
Yes, sir.
And that was the trigger, that was the starting point. And it took me some time, to actually prepare for starting on my own, because starting on your own is a different mindset, it's a different thinking altogether. And it's not easy. That's what I learned. It's very simple, but it's not easy. So,
yes, sir.
For example, like, if you have been trained on riding a cycle, moving from cycle to a car may not be easy, but it is simple if you learn the process. 10 years ago, actually 11 to be precise, the 15th of August 2010, I actually got independence from that trap called being an employee. Technically, I became free and I launched my own startup venture. That's how my journey began. And I was working as a consultant and working with corporates and brands. And I saw that the whole context of what I came here for, I was going and giving it to only a few people, the big wigs and the millennials of the world, so to say. And there were so many entrepreneurs who were actually making the same mistakes that I was making when I was an employee, when I started on my own. And that's the story in short for Startup Business Academy, how it came into picture.
That's an incredible story, sir. Thank you so much for sharing it. And as you said that it was your freedom along with our nation's freedom on 15th of August, from where you started your Startup Business Academy to help all the other entrepreneurs.
That's right.
And in your guidance. Right. So right now you are such a grand figure, as you have also stated that you are working with such a kind of business entrepreneurs and all. You have worked with all the biggest leaders, you can say financial leaders of our nation. But you might have also felt somewhere that you couldn't do anything or you won't be able to move ahead. In that case, how did you strengthen yourself?
Very frankly, life is a journey. Business is not about, going from, success to success. It is actually going from failure to failure and creating success. So the whole truth about business is that you keep moving in the direction of your dreams, in the direction of your vision, and keep pursuing it from a perspective of creating the value for others. And in the process, you create value for yourself. So yeah, I have had moments of, realizations and moments of struggle, and not one, I do not know which one to actually comment, but let me just make it simple. I have failed more times than most people even try, and that's the real sense of what made me, or what makes me as a human being, as a startup entrepreneur, as a serial entrepreneur, as a business coach or a business consultant. So one of the things which I can share with you is, that's something which is actually there, a part of my book. In fact, that's the starting of my book, which is coming in across. That one fine morning, I was just preparing for office and leaving for office, and then my phone rings, and on the other end my cousin brother is there, and he says, congratulations beta, you have done an excellent job. I said, congratulations for what? Thank you first of all, but what congratulations is this for? And he says, look at today's newspaper, look at today's Economic Times, and haven't you checked, like, you have been coronated and awarded as India's greatest brand builder. I said, really? And of course I knew the process was in place, but I was having no information that on that particular day they were going to declare that. Here I open the newspaper and there is the CMO council worldwide declaring myself as India's greatest brand builder. It was a great great moment for me. So it was on a high, and then I go to office only to see that my boss is giving me another news. And what was that news? And this is, congratulations Neeraj. I said, thank you. And I was assuming that because of the award he is congratulating.
Yeah.
And he says, no, all the effort that you guys have made, you and your team have made, have actually resulted in getting an investor on board. And of course, this is the second big news. And I said, okay, what's, you know, hidden part of the agenda? Because I could see, you know, there was a kind of a smug smile on his face. And he says that the investor is bringing not 15%, but 85% equity. It was not a very good sign because my organization, ICICI, backed this, you know, India's largest loyalty program was actually sold to an foreign investor.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see that, you know, all the work that I had done in taking that, you know, valuations 10x in a matter of 3 years had actually been, you know, given away on a platter.
Yeah.
Actually. And I could see that. So it was a moment of pride and also sorrow, because on one hand, I was accountable and I was, I can take the credit that, you know, in my time, in the last, you know, 3 years period, I could increase the valuations 10x. But at the same time, the company was given away for peanuts, actually, because in the next 7 months, the company changed hands and again, from that 10x valuation, which was about, I think, 200 crores, it actually got sold out for 3,600 crores. So there was a huge value add mm-hmm. that was done. And that is where I saw that it is the need of the hour for me to not only enable entrepreneurs, but also to ensure that they should not get swayed away by cheap valuations. And that's what I'm doing today when we work together with startups. Ideas worth billions of dollars could possibly mm-hmm. be just, you know, given away on a platter. And my role is to basically keep the people aware that, you know, your yes. ideas are priceless, and therefore if you keep working on it, you will be rewarded in the process. And that's what I learned from that experience.
Sir, I first congratulate you, and I'm really grateful that I'm meeting such a person today who has always worked on his values. I somehow know you personally as well, and based on that, I'll be sharing one story related to that. Recently, I've started with the podcast. I have podcast in 3 languages, 21 episodes within 1 month. So that was a surprise to my mentor that apart from your work, how were you able to do such sort of thing? And then there is a group of that Buzzsprout community. Mm-hmm. There one question was asked. Just imagine if your podcast is to be sold today by $8,000. So what will you do? 8,000 or 80,000, whatever. Mm-hmm. So all the people were telling that sold, let's sell it. I don't want it. Take it away. But I had the same feeling as yours. When I have built up that thing, I have put so much of effort, or I can say my heart on that thing. How can I let it go? So I will work more on that. And this is built upon my values. How can I expect that anyone else is going to follow the same values what I have put into it, or based on which it has started? So that was a great thing. And one more thing I would like to add, sir. Once you said that, like, it is easy to tell that, yes, I'm successful today. And people also believe that success has come from successes only. Success is the successor of success. But that's not true. And you have stated here very well that number of times you have failed, it's much more than anyone else has tried. And that's really
absolutely.
A thing.
Absolutely. And most people will not realize this, because
yes,
failure sounds, you know, very, I would say, demeaning for people.
Yes.
A lot of times failure means something bad.
Yeah.
It means something wrong. Actually, no. Failure means you are more wiser than what you were, you know, yesterday. And actually, you need to celebrate that. And when you start to celebrate that, believe me, something magical starts to happen, because you were not designed to fail. Like, believe me, and this is the fact, the very fact that you are listening to this podcast or a video interview is the fact that you are a winner. You are a winner from the time that you were a sperm. So among those millions of sperms, you made sure that you made your place to the, you know, egg and became a zygote, and your journey started. So the very fact that you are a winner from the moment one is a proof enough that you are actually tuned into this frequency. All you need to do is just take failure as a part of milestone. And yeah, there is a lot of learning which is there.
I hope my father is listening to you, because still now he feels like a failure because I couldn't be a doctor. And still I want to be a doctor. I want a doctor in front of my name. And I'm really working very hard for that.
Okay. Yeah, there are milestones which people create for themselves and for their children and for their loved ones. And in all fairness, I believe they are good at heart. You know, the intentions are always good. At the same time, it may not be relevant. And that's where we need to, you know, draw the line, that some of the things may be good but may not be relevant. And when we take the ones which are relevant, then your life becomes meaningful and successful at the same time.
Yes, sir. So true. And sir, when you're talking about that, people are not ready to understand what failure is. They take it in a negative way. Similarly, when we talk about assessing ourselves, ourselves, knowing about ourselves, introspecting ourselves. People really don't want to see based on what they really are. They don't want to check their reality. Rather, what they do, they judge themselves based on the other people, like what other people think about. So how do you convince those kind of people to go for introspection? Because yes, of course, introspection is the key to move ahead. But how can we show its importance practically?
So this is very, very important what you have just asked across. And I firmly believe you can take the horse to the water. You cannot make the horse drink the water. So there are two parts to this question that you are asking. One is, for sure, you can make efforts to enable those people, empower them to manifest their dreams into reality and go through all these challenges. And what we actually, there is nothing called failure.
Yes, sir.
It's a milestone. It's just an experience, and then we can move forward. So one of the things that people can do across is actually strike out the word failure from your dictionary, because there is nothing called failure. In fact, the reality is you have never failed. Even when you are failing, that you think you have never failed, because you actually intended to accomplish that. That means you intended to accomplish that result, and that result may not look like a success to you. And that's why people call it a failure. So there is nothing called failure. That's one. Second thing is, it is a journey. And it is everybody's journey is different. So like Mukesh Ambani being a multi-billionaire and earning 90 crore rupees per hour during the last 1 year is a journey. Now, for some of the people, and for actually a lot of people, this may be a success. But you and me can never imagine it's a part of a milestone for him. Some of the other people on the planet may be earning 90 rupees an hour or 900 rupees a day or something like that.
Yes, sir.
And for them, that is a milestone for them. So success is always your definition, and you can always change your definition. So good part is, in Hindi, there's this saying that you are the judge and you are the person who is accused. So you as a judge accuse yourself of being a failure. But the beauty is, as a judge, you can also make yourself become a free person.
Achiever.
And that's what is important. So if you can just realize that you are the judge of yourself, stop beating yourself and acknowledge yourself, for what you have. And there are so many things that we are all bestowed with as gifts. And some of the best things in life are free. Like right now, if you are listening to this podcast, it is most probably free. And if Ankur is charging, then I'm sure she's doing something good with that, right? I'm sure she's doing some charity. Yeah. The reality is, these are the best things that you can actually learn from, and then start your journey. And then on the journey, you will meet a lot of people. All that you need to see is how many people actually resonate with you. So the law of the success basically says that you are the product of 5 people that you associate with. So whosoever like you associate with is what you will become in the end. So if you are associating with successful people, you will become successful. If you are associating with failures, as they say, or people who are cribbers or complainers, you will become a complainer.
Yeah.
If you are associating with someone like millennials, you will become a millennial. Like, there is no way you will not, because you will start to resonate like that.
Yes.
And that is one just little secret that you can actually implement that. And when you start to resonate with those people who are achievers, you will start to achieve. As simple as that.
Right, sir. Yes, you have said very well that we are the product of all the people we are being with. Jo saapo ke saath hota hai, usme wish to hoga hai. So a few people don't realize what their goal is or how to fetch their goal, and they get engaged into some maladaptive goal setting. So how would you deter clients from engaging in maladaptive goal setting?
So this is the result of media, I would say. Media, tells us, outside world actually tells us, what is success. And when you have this deodorant and you become successful, then you attract females. And then if you, use this lipstick, then you look beautiful. If you use this blue and lovely or fair and lovely, then you become fair, then you will become beautiful. So this is all defined by media.
Yes.
What we have to do is, if you really want to be successful, you have to go within. You have to ask yourself, why are you here on the planet? What is that? What is the purpose for which supreme power actually plays you as a human being on the planet? And when you start to actually introspect, and it may take time, it may not happen fast, but it may, for some of the people it may happen very quick because they have done the homework. For some others, and for most others, it may take some time, but the introspection is what you need to look for. Instead of seeking, instead of seeking definitions of goals from outside,
yes,
what's important is we seek, we go within. And when we meditate, when we seek, you know, on, when we get into a conversation with ourselves, that's the time some real gems come out. Because again, in our scriptures, it is said, Samudra Manthan Jab Hua Tha, on both sides, you know, one side was the Devatas and other side was the Asuras, right? And, you know, the Mandrachal Parvat was being used as the, what do you call, the churning rod, and Vasuki was used as a rod. And from that Samudra Manthan, from that, you know, churning of the ocean, came a halahal wish, it, you know, poison.
Yeah.
And also Amrit, also Nectar, also Airavat, also Lakshmi, also Kalpavraksha. So many things came out. So the real juice that we have to, you know, understand is that the scriptures are case studies. The scriptures have a lot of relevance in our life. What we can use is they are actually case studies. We can actually find a lot of meaning for our life and for our life's purpose from scriptures. So just like that churning of ocean led to poison and led to Amrit and Nectar and Airavat and Lakshmi and so many things, we can actually churn inside. And when we start to churn inside, you will actually get some amazing answers.
Yes,
you will get some real good gems and diamonds hiding within you.
So listening to you, I'm getting into some other world right now. And now I remember what you were talking about company, how I got connected to you. It was some psychology group, like I am doing master's in psychology. And there I got some information about you, that you were taking some meditation sessions and all, some Buddha meditation, something was there. And I got connected with that. Every day I was getting some beautiful messages from you. So I just thought that it is a kind of a normal group, where some mentor is there, some coach is there, and he is out of his interest, he's helping so many other people around. And I remember once I loved your quote and asked if I could use it on my page, and you answered so generously that whatever you post is for the benefit of everyone, and you would be more than happy to see that your words have reached to many more. But so there is one thing which has been in my mind since I was a child. I had asked one of my class friends what she was reading, and rather than answering what she was reading, she said that she could do anything than telling me about the book, which shocked me then. And even now, when many people believe that whatever they have, they are taking away their wisdom and everything with them, they don't want to share their learnings or even source of learnings. We know the reason. It can be fear of getting more competitors. And right now, like, you have already established yourself. Do you really think it's a common practice, or I have experienced it wrongly?
Okay, so first I would like to know what thought that I shared that inspired you. Do you remember that thought?
It was a morning thought. Like in the very morning, you have shared that how we should start our morning. Like every day, what three things should be there in my mind. And with that, what other things I'm going to do. So it was something related to that.
Very good, very good. So it's my request. If it inspired you, I'm sure it will inspire a lot of more people. So in this podcast itself, make sure that you, this is a request again.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Because I'm sure it will inspire a lot.
Yes, sir. Of course, I will do that.
Okay. So now coming back to your question. See, human beings, as we call ourselves, we are a product of our experiences, our programming. And the way most people are programmed is that, in school, and this is like our school education is responsible for that. Is that if you come first, then somebody else has to come second. In games, in sports, if you come first, then somebody else has to come second. So there is a win-lose relationship that we have been programmed with. Now what happens is, this win-lose is not just in studies or in sports. It actually has far-reaching effects in our life. So people are most of the time programmed with that win-lose, that if I want to win, then somebody else has to lose. Are you following my point?
Yes,
sir. So that actually creates insecurity, that creates uncertainty, and that also creates a lot of stress. That also creates a feeling of distrust for others. And this is normal for a lot of people. Like, this is for them, like, they may feel, oh, this is perfectly fine. Yes, because that's the way you are programmed.
Yeah.
So now looking forward from as an employee, yeah, this may work for you, because if you want a promotion, then you need to prove yourself, and you need to be the bright, the blue-eyed boy and stuff like that. That's why we see, so much of politics happens in organizations as well. But if you really want to be a startup entrepreneur, if you really want to move the paradigm, then one of the things that you got to do is you got to work on this programming. Actually, it's not programming, it's a virus. So you got to change this programming to from win-lose to win-win-win.
Okay.
So it is not win-lose anymore, it is win-win-win. Like that means you are winning, the other person is winning, and the other person to whom that other person comes in touch with is also winning. That means if you are an entrepreneur, you are winning, your customers are also winning, and your investors, your stakeholders, your employees, your customers' customers, they're also winning.
Yes.
And when you acknowledge and when you implement that in your life, then there is no way you can fail.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way you will not get success, because that's the rule of nature. And when we acknowledge that, when we implement that in our life, that win-win-win is all we are looking at, then automatically nature is going to reward you with abundance. Like the third law of motion, which we call Newton's law.
Yeah.
Actually not Newton's law, it is universal law.
Yeah.
And that law says every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
Yes, sir.
And that's the truth. So if you are doing good to others,
mm-hmm.
nature will make sure that good will be done to you. If you are contributing to others and make them win, nature will make sure that the other person will, come and contribute and make you win. Now, it may not happen directly.
Yeah.
It may not happen directly by, the same person working for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it will happen. Like, that's the law.
So yeah,
the law,
karma, you say that. Bhagavad Gita.
The law will take its own course. And it is universal law. It is not it works in India and it will not work in US or, it will not work in Australia. It will work. Like, law of gravity works mm-hmm. everywhere. Irrespective, wherever you are on the planet. Similarly, it's the law of success. The law of success actually states that you move from the win-lose mentality, which is tying you down, to a win-win-win mentality.
Yes.
And when you start to work on that, and this is just one of the laws, like when we work with our community and with our tribe and Startup Business Academy,
mm-hmm.
These actually laws are actually shared with them and people work on them. And believe me, magic starts to happen.
Yes, sir.
For every client. That's
it. So it is said, Gita Sar, Karmanya Adhikaraste Ma Faleshu Kadachan. So it's similar to that. We need to just keep on doing our work. And yes, of course, action will be there based on what work we have done, what action we have done.
Right.
Sir, now I'll be asking something personal to you. who are the three people who have been the most influential to you in your life's journey? And how do you connect yourself with them?
It's very difficult to just name three, because there are more than multiples of three, I would say.
Yes, sir.
But at this juncture, when I'm interacting with you, I believe there are three people who have impacted my life the most. My mother.
Yes,
and she had been fierce lady. Like, she belonged to a great Jagirdar family, but when she came to my father got married to her, and we were a middle class family, and we were like, my father was working a defense organization, so we did not have those kind of riches as a scope. Like, I idolize with my mother, and in fact till now, like, I would have, and she is no more now, and this is her photograph with me, so I keep it in front of me. So this is me over here in her lap. So this is one. For sure, like, she is my guru, and the one who I really admire and appreciate and inspired by. The second person that I could I can name over here is very frankly Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna is someone who has been instrumental in actually taking Arjun out of that deep despair and overwhelm to clarity and results. And he's the one who, standing amidst in the battlefield amidst two different armies, was having the clarity, and he could guide his friend and mentee Arjuna to generate meaningful results. And the third figure that I really admire and I am guided is in the present times, and we call him as our dear Prime Minister Narendra Modi. And I really believe that he is doing some amazing work. He is, like, we are blessed as humanity, not as Indians. We are blessed as humanity for having divine soul ruling the country and making sure that all the necessary steps are taken. And these are the three people that I can share right now.
At first, I'm sorry for your loss, sir. I know that how much mothers are important for anyone's life. And the way you said that you have learned the basic education and everything from her. And then your gratitude towards Lord Krishna. And then, of course, our very Prime Minister Modi ji. So this actually shows your true identity, sir. What kind of person you are. The way you have come up with the three personalities, and the three are actually the topmost from every aspect, you see, like your mother, Lord Krishna, the divine, and our nation's Prime Minister. Sir, right now I have already asked you so many questions. And if you could step into my shoes, what would you have asked yourself that I didn't?
My question would be simple. If I were you, I will ask, what is that one thing that I can do right now to help elevate my situation where I am to where I want to go and manifest my dreams? I'll be asking this question as you to me.
Okay.
Right. So the one thing and the only thing that you can actually do is to get hold of someone who can guide, can hold your hand, and not just the sun, because sun is enough there. Like when and you have enough of knowledge. So it is not the knowledge which is going to take you to the next level or help you in any way. What's most critical is you identify someone in your life who shares the similar set of values.
Yes,
and
sir.
When you identify that person, and it's a person, it's not a recorded program, it's not a kind of a group stuff which is happening, it's not YouTube, it's not a TEDx talk. Someone who is willing to hold your hand and walk you towards your dreams. Identify that one person in your life. I can guarantee, and this is, I am willing to sign on the stamp paper. I can guarantee that if you find that, and if you find this person, you can cut short your struggles by minimum 10 years. You can get expanded results minimum 10 times in the next 1 year. You can realize your full potential in the next 10 years. So the whole context is that you are actually really living your passion, you are accomplishing goals, you are actually generating the right value for the world, and really living your purpose and mission. So just identify that one person, and you don't need to run to 10 different people out there in the world, because that's what people get into temptation.
Yes, sir.
Simply focus on this one person in your life, and that one person can actually change.
And what if I reach you for this, sir?
Have already reached me, so that's the reason why we are discussing. So just identify that one person in your life,
and yes,
this is a message not just to you, Anupam. This is a message to everyone who's listening.
Yes, sir.
Because most of the times we are either not doing enough to identify one person in our life, or we are having doubts. Self doubt.
Yes, sir.
Main kar paunga ya nahi? Main kar paungi ya nahi? All those things are. Wo bahut acha hai, but wo mujhe accept karega ya nahi? Puchho na jaake. So, ho sakta hai, shayad aap reject ho jao. It's not necessary that, there are a lot of people who come to me, but maybe they are not ready. Not
yes,
that
sir.
they are bad or anything, but they are not ready. They need to really go through that particular cycle. So, when we accept people in our coaching academy, we go through an entire checklist, and only when we are convinced that we are a great fit, that then we accept them. And believe me, we have an amazing community. And that's what matters, that people are out there to contribute and to learn and to
create. Sir. I hope that people are listening to you, and they will definitely go for this thing. And right now they will be asking to get an access to approach you, to reach you. And I would request you to share how people can be able to connect with you online or in any way.
So there are a couple of ways you can reach me. Of course, I am not a WhatsApp person. So if you drop a WhatsApp to me, chances are you will never get a response. So I am telling you what you need not do. I am reachable on website. I am reachable through LinkedIn. You can reach out to neerajkapoor.in, which is a website, which is my personal page. You will be guided through. You can reach out to startupbusinessacademy.in. You will be guided through. You will have special areas where you can actually become a part of our some of the free programs, and we keep having these free webinars and free online sessions, so you can learn over there. And you can startupsecrets.in is another, so you can reach out to www.startupsecrets.in, and that's another page where you can actually be guided in terms of, you know, and these are all free resources. And where in some of the sessions, I'm personally present and I am guiding people for helping them manifest their dreams into reality. And yeah, we have a growing community. So there are some of my senior coaches who are you know, taking those sessions as well. So that's how you can reach me.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir, for sharing all these things. And of course, there will be many people who will be trying to find a person like you. So right. Yes, of course, people will get inspired from your story, the way you have shared and whatever you are doing right now. And at the end, sir, what will be the three most important things that you want everyone to remember when they have to start a business and they really want to excel in that?
So very quickly, three things, you know, whatever you say, you know, if you forget everything from this interaction, but just remember these one or two, three things, you will get results. Just on a plain sheet of paper, write down the word I am. And whatever you write down after that, that is who you will become. You may think, you know, you are not financially sound. And if you say I am not financially sound, you will become not financially sound. If you write down I am financially you know, having a great time and I am financially abundant, you will become financially abundant. So these two words, I am, followed up with whatever that you say, is the mantra that you can remember in your life. And maybe you do not have enough resources right now, but that's not the limiting point. I have done things which I couldn't afford. Like I have been a part of some of the world leader programs, and there I had to invest, you know, lakhs and lakhs of rupees. Like I would have spent more than a crore of rupees on myself in just pure education. And there have been times when I did not have the fund in my bank account to fund for that. You know, if you are spending some 27, 28 lakh rupees on education, it's a lot of money. You don't have that kind of money lying in the bank account. But most critical part is the decision that you take. And when you decide, remember I told you, the world will align to make things happen
yes,
for you.
Sir.
Even if you do not have the funds, but if you have the mentality that I am able, I am financially going to make it happen, you will. So the second thing is that you can remember is, you know, the poor people or people with poor mentality or poor programming, they ask this question, you know, or they say, you know, I cannot afford it.
Yes, sir.
And rich people with abundance mindset say a different question. They ask a question, how can I afford it? These are two different questions and two very different answers. So the moment you say, I cannot afford it, you are actually putting a cross in front of, like, it's like a dead end. There is nothing that will come out of that answer or question statement. But when you start to say, how can I afford it? How can I make this work for you or make this work for myself? Then you start to get amazing answers. Remember, I told you introspection and things like that.
So yes, sir.
That's something which, you know, we can work on. So that's second. And the third, obviously, have that faith that you are not alone. The very reason that you are listening to these, you know, words and you are listening and tuned in over here is the fact that universe loves you. There is a higher power that really cares for you, that really believes that you have the content. Only thing is you just need to polish it, you know, and if you are a diamond, all that you need to do is just polish it and then present it to the right people and then you have value. So all you need to do is believe in that faith that someone up there believe in you and you have the capability to make it big. So if just you can take these three things. First is I am, followed up with whatever you say becomes the truth. Second thing is change your question. And third thing is, you know, believe that you are not alone. There is someone who is supporting you, even though you cannot see him or her.
Yes, sir. Whatever you said is self-sufficient. I don't need to comment anything because the people who are listening, they will understand. And yes, of course, the like success story starts from there, from the 3 points what you have ended with. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. And I'm grateful to you once again that you accepted to be here at least for such time and inspire so many people who are listening to you right now. So even to the listener right now, if you have loved listening to this podcast, please share it with your friends and family and they too will get benefited. Thank you so much.
Great. I want to acknowledge you, Anupam, for doing such selfless work and making a contribution to the world out there. And it really goes to say that you are here for a great purpose in your life. And it is only a matter of time that you actually, you know, bloom your talent into multifolds and reach out to the world and meaningfully contribute, provide great value and get awarded for that. So congratulations and all the best to you, Anupam, for making that happen.
Thank you so much, sir.